This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
A few animals, such as apes and otters, do use sticks and stones as tools. But even so, we humans do classify ourselves as the tool-making animal. Well, a little while ago, we humans invented a new tool. And it seems that this new tool will revolutionise our manufacturing industries over the next few decades. It can make anything. A working clock, jewellery, vaccines, a metal axle for your car, a tooth, human body organs, a violin, a handgun, or even a copy of itself. This new tool is called, rather confusingly, a 3D printer. But it does not print 3D pictures, the kind that spring to life when you look at them with special 3D glasses. No, it makes or fabricates actual 3D objects, one thin layer at a time, and then builds up hundreds or thousands of these layers on top of each other until the final object is completed. So why did the process get called 3D printing? Well, one popular type of printer is the inkjet printer. It prints onto paper by squirting out tiny balls of ink from tiny nozzles. And these tiny balls of ink are so little that it would take thousands of trillions of them to make up a litre. Some 3D printers make their fabrications by squirting out tiny volumes of liquid from tiny nozzles. And just like a regular printer, the 3D printers are controlled by a computer which follows instructions from a file. One website that you can download files from is called Thingiverse, Digital Designs for Physical Objects. And there are many others. The engineers call this process additive layer manufacturing. But the more popular title is 3D printing, and we'll be probably stuck with it for ages. The first 3D printers were used in the late 1980s to make plastic prototypes of complex designs, so that the engineers could see and hold a full-size model of what the final device would look like. They would deposit a thin layer of liquid resin and run a tiny ultraviolet beam over the surface in a specific pattern. The ultraviolet light would harden the resin. Then they would put down another very thin layer, harden part of that, and keep on building it up. The unhardened resin would just drain away or be washed away. And after several hours or days, the final object, perhaps the size of a loaf of bread, would be ready. But it would be made of a plastic resin, not metal or wood or leather, that the final manufactured object would be made of. Since then, the field of 3D printing, or additive layer manufacturing, has advanced enormously. First, the technology has gone far beyond making plastic prototypes to making production runs of actual objects. For example, the giant aerospace company Boeing has printed some 22,000 parts for their jet planes, both military and civilian. Second, the field has split. At one end, of the huge professional-grade printers that fill a warehouse. And at the other end, you can buy, for a few thousand dollars, an amateur-grade printer that will sit on a desktop. Today, there are many different types of these 3D printers. The raw materials that go into them can be plastics, either solid, liquid or granular, metals, ceramic powders, metal or plastic film, chocolate, yes, chocolate, simple chemicals, concrete and even paper. And there are many different technologies to harden the raw material into the physical object. Ultraviolet stereolithography, selective laser sintering, electron beam freeform fabrication, direct metal layer sintering, and so on. The technology is still young. The process can take a long time, the surface finish can be variable, and it's still difficult to build objects from many different kinds of materials. But the potential is enormous. You could print off a metal gear to replace the broken one in your car's gearbox, or get some of that extra good lubricant for your bike chain. In a sudden killer flu epidemic, you could print off enough antiviral drugs for your whole family. You could use one 3D printer to make another identical 3D printer, and then so on and so on. we could send these machines to an asteroid, and they could use the raw materials of the asteroid to build a home for us when we eventually get there. Maybe the 3D printer will be like the printing press in 1450, the steam engine in 1750, or the transistor in 1950. Whether there'll be one in every home by 2050 remains to be seen.
What does it mean? Why is it so?